This is Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm standing outside Court 14 with Lawrence Roddick. Lawrence, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to see you, Lisa.
Good to see you, too. You're here with your young son, who is a tennis player himself. Talk about why you bring him to this event and what you hope he's going to learn by being here.
Well, this is kind of a family tradition for us. Both brothers came here when they were 9 or 10 years old, and they got to see the U.S. Open. And so when my son was 9 years old, we brought him up to see the U.S. Open. And so we're just continuing that tradition, generation upon generation.
And does he get into watching the pros? Does he get into watching the juniors, a little of both?
He's more into the pros right now and playing ping pong. But he can sit through a long match. He sat through the 4-hour Hewitt match and watched every single point. He's here to learn, and he's also here to have fun.
One of the things that we've talked about a lot recently with junior tennis is the fact that it's important to create a fun environment for these kids. I know that your son has a buddy with him while he's here. Do you think that's an important aspect of him finding enjoyment here this week, or would it have been just as fun with him and dad?
No, absolutely. I'm a little old for him to have fun with, but we get along really well. But bringing a friend along and other juniors is just a great experience. We did it last year, and I think you just can't beat it for the kids to have fun.
You obviously grew up in a house full of tennis players. You are not a tennis player yourself, not at the level your brothers play. Why did you choose a different path? Just curious.
In regards to sports?
Yes.
Oh, my mom told me to. I didn't have a choice. So that's about it.
Because?
She liked individual sports, and I started diving when I was 7 years old, and I wanted to quit, and she said, no, you're not going to quit before a year's up. And so I had to dive for a year, and that's kind of what I ended up doing. So.
And you did it very well.
I was decent. I wasn't at the upper tier, but I was competitive, yes.
And you dove at the collegiate level. Talk a little bit about what it means to be a college athlete, just, you know, in general.
Well, when I was doing it, I took it for granted. But now that I can see how important it is for kids and families, and especially with the rising costs, it's becoming more and more important. But being a college athlete is just a great experience. It provided a lot of opportunities for me. It provided education that I took advantage of. And so, you know, if you really apply yourself and know that's what you want to do, you can do it, whether it's through sports, academics, or whatever.
Obviously, your family has a lot of tennis knowledge among your parents, your siblings. Do you try to draw on that to help your son through this whole junior tennis crazy world?
Oh, absolutely. I think I have a very unique perspective in that I wasn't actively involved in it. I was on the outside looking in, and so now I'm on the inside. And so now I can try and kind of put all the pieces together and apply them through my son and see if they work. And so it's really a neat, neat experience that he's young, we've started young, and it's trial and error still.
What did your parents do well, and what could they have done better as tennis parents and as sports parents in general, and what have you learned from that now that you're a tennis parent?
Obviously, they were committed. And if you want to do well, if you want to be competitive, you have to be committed, you have to be consistent in training and competing. What could they have done better? Don't know. I don't know if they can do it. They may have done things differently, but I don't know if they could have done anything better. I hope people kind of learn from them and take it to the next level. I think that's what we need.
And so now that you're a tennis parent, what's your goal with your son in terms of the parent-child relationship?
My place is to encourage him to develop his game, to always improve his game, not worry about the wins and losses, and be honest with him. If he's playing well, tell him he's playing well. If he's not playing so well, be honest and tell him he's not playing well. I think that's the best thing you can do.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your time. Have fun with your son, and I'll see you next trip.
All right. Thank you.